Proclamation number 229 dated the December 17th, 1937. Life on Earth for Improvement. Sorrow of Spiritual Friends. Dear child, listen to our teachings and confidently hand yourself over to our announcements. The Lord speaks to His own patiently and without tiring, and allows them to take an insight in God's given laws, to which all reign and work is subject to in the beyond, in the whole universe. Earthly life with its battles is reserved for those who, in the care of the Heavenly Father, want to improve their soul and have appealed to the Lord for the grace of embodiment for the purpose of attaining perfection. In this stage it is possible for the soul to reach a higher degree of perfection, yet during earthly life the soul often diverts from its actual purpose and either remains at a certain standstill or, in its mental delusion, turns towards the forces of darkness. The soul enters the state in which, unaware of its actual purpose, it should profess the Father of its own accord. However, in this stage of embodiment the soul is taken care of by many lovingly concerned spiritual beings which want to influence the earthly child's thinking and would like to guide it to the Heavenly Father in eternity. And thus many a thought transferred by these spiritual beings to a person points to the eternal deity, and with a human being fully conscious of his great responsibility as to what consequences his life on earth entails, he would pursue his goal more determinedly. But would the purpose of life truly be fulfilled therein? The human being should have faith, turn to the Savior with complete trust, assimilate everything of a divine nature, always with faith in the Lord, that is his task for which his life on earth was granted to him. If you look at the immense number of earthly children who live a completely pointless way of life, then you will understand why their faith saddens us so much, since in the realization of divine truth we must watch how much grace was granted to them and how carelessly they bypass it in ignorance of their task in life, and that is a sorrow, because wanting to be lovingly active for others, and being rejected, is incredibly sad for us who are responsible for the care of these souls. The signs admonish everyone, they all hear the voice of the Lord, but whether they allow it to take effect in them depends entirely on their will. And the Lord's mercy always finds ways and means again to convey the knowledge of His will and His love to people. However, in his ignorance, the human being values himself so highly that he imagines himself to live his life just as safely without the blessings from the Father's hand. With this attitude he erects such an inconceivably large obstacle for himself that he has trouble overcoming it and as a result of his delusion does not make use of the divine means of grace which would make life on earth much easier and more beneficial for him. Nevertheless, the Divine Father's mercy and love are infinite. Great is His wisdom and His kindness, for with new evidence of His working He constantly penetrates humanity's hearts time and again. He makes miracles happen to instruct His children. He constantly pours out His grace upon those earthly children who are inclined towards Him and through these tries to gain those again who, in ignorance, have fallen prey to misguided teachings. The blessing of the Savior is with all those who work for Him and thus the undertaking of every person defending the Lord will be blessed as well. And so the Lord also gives to those who are entrusted with the earthly children's souls. He lets helpers arise for them and if loving interaction takes place it will also result in the blessing that every good deed produces its fruit. This is pleasing to the Lord, it enriches the earthly human child's eternal life, it is an effect both on earth as well as in the beyond, for not the body but the spirit shall be considered on earth, the human soul, which came forth from God and travel through life on earth only to come closer to the Lord. At a time like this, the battle for spiritual improvement is twice as necessary. No being remains at a standstill. There is a far greater risk that it will descend if it does not make an effort by itself to find the path towards ascent. And in order to put an end to the hostile forces, in order to lead the souls to the path of realization, you, his servants, must do everything in your power, for the Lord dwells amongst those of you who fulfill your task with love for the Savior and are faithfully of service to him. Amen.